My name's Wayman Eddicks. Thanks, it's nice to be here, and I'm a bit nervous, to be honest with you. Thanks for asking me, kind of share, and straight away when he asked me to do this last week, I thought no, but you know, I've done this before, this 15-minute share, and I was kind of thinking, like, today's the only day I've really been that nervous about doing it, and last time I did this, like, every time I thought about it for a week last time, I felt sick, do you know what I mean? And it ain't been the case today. I started feeling nervous. I was talking to one of her upstairs and that, and I started feeling a surge going through me, you know what I mean? Feeling a bit nervous and that. So that's progress, you know what I mean? Shows me I'm in a different place, but nevertheless, I'm still quite nervous about it. And, you know, there's people in this room. It's really nice, man. People have been looking around, smiling, and it's really nice to see there's, you know, there's a lot of people in my sponsor takes this meeting. It's people that have been in my recovery from day one, do you know what I mean? And it's an important meeting to me, this. It's my own group, and it's kind of like the highlight of my week as well. Do you know what I mean? I kind of thought as well that, like, years ago, when I first started coming to meetings, that's all I'm going to be doing is just coming to meetings, and like, to say it's a highlight of my week is quite, you know, I didn't think that would be possible. Do you know what I mean? And I look forward to coming to this meeting and seeing my mates, because, like, you know, all my friends are in recovery now, and that's the way it is. I've got friends that ain't in recovery as well, but, you know, this is the centre of my life. You know, recovery is the centre of my life. And you know, I don't really know what I'm going to say either. I've not really thought about what I'm going to say, apart from when the readings were being read. I was thinking about the Equinox last night. I did a chair in Equinox last night, and then there was a guy interrupting in it, and then in the end he shared, he was the first person to share back, and he went, look, he goes, in the 80s I used to kind of like inject barbiturates and smack and coke and whiz and sulfate and all this kind of stuff, and then he went, but you know what, I'm going to leave this meeting to the people that need it. Do you know what I mean? And he's like, he was old in the reading, and he was shaking, he was on the booze, you know what I mean? I was a boozer as well, you know what I mean? And this guy was like, couldn't see, he was shaking, and it's funny, he's just substitute, you know, he's in addiction, basically, and he's in addiction. You know, the substances ain't really, kind of what I've learned is that they're not important, and, you know, because a big part of this problem is in my head, you know, it's in my thinking. It's like, and I can speak about, you know, I've been clean before, I'm just over 3 years clean now. I had 3 years before that, and I used for 3 weeks, and I was back in a detox, and you know, I weren't physically craving anything when I picked up, because I hadn't used for over 3 years. You know, and what happened is, like, you know, I became full of self again, became full of my own self. And you know, I was coming to meetings as well, and doing service, you know what I mean? But, you know, my thinking was like, you know, it's funny, I see, like, Rachel and that, and it's, I've got to say this, you know, like, when I read that, because I got involved with someone who was, like, not clean very long, and I fell in love with this person, you know what I mean? And it became my kind of primary purpose rather than this, you know what I mean? And even though I was coming to meetings and doing service, it weren't touching the sides because I was gone. And that's what kind of happened. And I don't like sharing that, do you know why? Because my ego, like, you know, it deflates my ego there. Even saying in love, even love, all that kind of stuff. I don't like kind of sharing that stuff. And it's what happened for me, do you know what I mean? You know, and what happened before that 3 years, I had 14 months before that. You know, I came to my first meeting in 2001, so I'd say I made a commitment to this by 2005. And I'd been in and out of rehabs, I'd done more detoxes, I can't remember how many detoxes I'd done, do you know what I mean? And it was the same thing like that guy last night, I was in the detoxes, and it had been never again, I'm never fucking using it again, excuse me. You know, and the minute I got out of there, I'd be using it. You know, so I was like, you know, I was totally powerless over my addiction, clean. You know, and I guess it's that thing about, you know, when... I don't know about saying, it, you know, when it got bad enough, it was always bad. Do you know what I mean? When I first came here, it was bad. Do you know what I mean? I was scraping along the bottom of the barrel, man. I was, like, just using, like, from the minute I woke up to the minute I passed out. You know, and like, I didn't have any sort of prospects, I had no hope, I had no job, no sort of like self-esteem, no material or insight kind of, you know, stuff. And, you know, once I made a commitment to living this kind of, what we do here, is that my life started to change, you know what I mean? And I kind of put myself in the middle of this. I started doing service, I started going through the programme, I started going to college and I got enrolled on an excess course and I went and done a degree. And my first year at university is when I met this person and it all went a bit kind of wrong in it. And so I guess that's the theme of the show, is that it's the relapse, you know what I mean? And you know, when I got out of that detox, I was quite worried that I weren't going to be able to get clean again. I thought I was never going to get clean again. And my degree and all that kind of stuff, I thought I'd be able to go back and do that. And we kind of had this, we like a few of us, about five or six of us, went around my sponsor's house and we studied the literature and we did this study. And you know, I got empowered again. I got started feeling all that, do you know what I mean? And that's what I did. I kind of picked up where I left off, you know what I mean? And started putting this first again. And I went back and finished my degree, and I just finished a master's, actually. Just like, you know, 4 weeks ago, I ended in my master's dissertation, and you know, I've done some other bits, I've been doing a bit of work, and I guess what I'm trying to say is I came here with no skills, man. I never went to school, I never had a job in 20 years, I was fucking out of school, you know what I mean? And some brief custodial sentences, I was in care when I was a kid and all this kind of stuff, and it's not the victim thing, it's just the way that this has changed my life. I've done things I didn't believe were possible, you know what I mean? That's the bottom line. So, you know, I didn't think my life was going to look like it does now. You know, my brother's coming to mind a bit. My mate, he lives out in America. I grew up with him, and we've been Skyping a bit recently. And you know, and he said to me the other day, he's lived out there 14 years. Even when I left London to fucking move out of Canada, he goes, "I left you for dead weight." So I mean, I was hospitalised a lot in my using as well, and he was like, "How did you get out of that kind of thing?" He's really interested in what we do here. Do you know what I mean? So you can see that, like, how it works, mate. It's just unreal to him. Do you know what I mean? And he's been reading a bit of the literature as well recently. It has a knock-on effect, this. Do you know what I mean? It's changed family. I mean, my mum's the only family I've got left. You know, she's going on. Addiction, like, killed my brother at 33, OD'd and died. You know, my dad's like 44, I think he was, 13 when he died, and you know, it's just wiped my family out. It's like everywhere. When I grew up, it was everywhere. I didn't know anyone that weren't addicts, you know what I mean? It's everyone's house I went in as a kid and all that. It was all like anarchies or addicts or thieves or criminals or something, you know what I mean? Everyone was kind of... But like, I was in a meeting the other night, and I heard something really good. Some guy said about, he goes, "Everyone's talking about a dysfunctional family." He goes, "We live in a fucking dysfunctional world, mate." Do you know what I mean? And that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line, man. It's, I don't even want to start going on about kind of some of the themes I've studied in the last few years. But it's great, man. It's like, you know, this has enriched my life, and I try to put this before anything. You know, I've got good people around me, and I'll get on this with people. You know, I speak to this like I'm just for a day card. You know, I heard my sponsor say this years ago, it never left me. It was like just for a day, through and out, trying to get a bit of perspective on my life. It's things like that. They're the key things that have held me in good stead. Do you know what I mean? Not the really kind of abstract sort of, you know, it's things like that that have kind of held me in good stead, and you know, I'll share with someone every day in recovery. You know, I come to meetings regularly, I do service, and you know, that enables me on my use. Do you know what I mean? And now through my relapse as well, I've got experience of, you know, I've got that as well. And I don't really know what else to say. Starting to clam up now, only giving it 5 minutes, so I'm probably going to leave it there. If anyone's struggling or anyone's new, or just keep coming to meetings. So I did. I came to meetings out of my head as well in the early, you know, like the first time, like in 2001, till I eventually went to rehab. I used to turn up at meetings out of my nut, but I kept coming. I say I didn't want what you had, I didn't want what I had, but I still came. There was something in here for me. You know what I mean? And it's changed my life completely. So I'm glad to be clean, and I'm glad I've done this. Thanks a lot.